Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm reporter Emily Kwong, stepping in for Catherine Rose to bring you the morning interview today. And I'm joined by Amelia Buzz. She's the academic advisor and academic advisor at UAS, the Sitka campus. And I hear that school is starting up. Yes. It's that time of year. So what does the start of fall semester mean at UAS?
Yeah, we're just about 10 days out. Classes start August 27th. And so it's a really busy time for us. We're helping a lot of students select fall classes, and people are already getting ready for spring term as well. So we've got people taking classes out of just personal interest, like ceramics, Northwest Coast carving, things like that. And then we've got people in degree programs who are planning out the rest of their degree coursework.
Okay, so quite a wide spectrum of students you work with, which is pretty unique for the UAS system. You offer so many different types of academic courses. What specifically is available to take at UAS this fall? Which classes have openings still?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. We have a certified nursing assistant course that's 9 credits, and it's a pretty amazing program because in about 14 weeks, people can go through the CNA coursework, they do clinicals and lab. It's a pretty flexible program, and some people are able to work. And then at the end of that process, they sit for the Board of Nursing examination, and people are really work ready coming out of that program and are employable. A lot of people go to work at Search or the Pioneer Home or in the clinics, different healthcare settings. So we've got space in that. We have welding classes, we have ceramics and other art classes, we have welding. We've also got some space still in our scuba diving class, and that meets Thursday nights. And the nice thing about that is people can do their open water and PADI certification, and then later in the semester go right into advanced diving. So that's a really good opportunity for people. We also have a lot of general ed classes like anatomy and physiology and other lab science, psychology. We have communications being taught by Catherine Rose this fall, which is a general ed class that will apply to any degree. So, yeah, a lot of offerings.
Yes. A Raven Radio reporter will be a part of the staff this fall, which is kind of exciting.
We're excited to offer that on campus.
And what is tuition looking like for students who partake in these classes?
So right now, the tuition per credit hour is generally $212. And in doing cost comparisons, it's really a competitive tuition rate. But right now, the whole university system is also offering a 25% tuition reduction on any of our career and technical ed classes. So that's quite a big savings for students who are wanting to do the certified nurse aid training. That discount also applies to coursework in our fisheries technology program. So we've got classes like fisheries management, salmon culture, fisheries biology. That applies to our welding coursework, to some of our art classes, and to health information management as well. So that's a big savings. A 3-credit class is offered at $477 at that rate.
Great. When and how do students enroll for these classes? What's the process like there?
Yeah, so we're an open enrollment campus, and even if someone is not yet in a degree program, they have an option to come take a lot of these courses as long as they meet any kind of testing or prereq requirement. The main thing is just to come in and meet with myself or our other academic advisor, Cheryl Strami, and we can definitely get people going on any of these more degree-oriented courses. And then, of course, our registration desk can help anyone who would like to take a class out of personal interest.
Okay. Yeah. And there's a day set aside for this very thing. On the 25th, the 24th and the 25th of August, Sitka Campus Orientation Day is taking place over at the UAS location. What can students or prospective students expect when they show up?
Yeah, so from 1 to 5 on both Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th.
So next weekend.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we'll be open and we'll have people available to help with registration for classes. If people need help troubleshooting any kind of technology issues or maybe downloading software they might need for classes, we can help with that. We'll have assistance for people who'd like to set up a payment plan, more information about financial aid and scholarships. There'll be a chance to do some placement testing. We also are trying to offer some incentives. And so for people who come to the event, there will be a chance to have some fees waived, including the admission fee for spring. So really encouraging people to plan ahead and start working towards spring. We will be waiving placement test fees and the graduation application fee. So yeah, some incentives there. And then people will also be entered in a drawing for 4 tuition waivers of up to 4 credits. And those have a really nice value of about $850. And anyone in our classes will be entered in the drawing for those. So we want to do that as kind of an appreciation for everyone taking classes over there.
And appreciation for locals too. There's a new program you had mentioned when we were speaking before, the SICA Start program. Mm-hmm. What does that offer local students?
So SICA Start is a cohort program, and it's meant to support and encourage students who are living here locally, and they can be recent high school graduates or adults who are just starting school or coming back and are still freshman status by credit. So for anyone living here in town who'd like to be in 9 or more credits, it's a great scholarship program where it makes people eligible for a tuition waiver every semester they're taking classes with us. So a really good value, and just to support people in progressing through their degree program. And I'm a contact for that. I'm happy to talk to anyone on the phone and talk to people about eligibility. It's a really great program.
What is your contact information for those listening?
Yeah, so my number for anyone interested in advising or fisheries technology, 747-7705. And then the registration desk, where people can call with general questions and be routed to someone who can help them, is 747-7700.
Great.
Yeah.
Amelia Budd is here. She's an academic advisor at UAS, the SICA location. And what is all the different programs to offer to make it easier for students to enroll in classes at UAS and waive certain fees? Why is that an important priority for UAS this year?
So I guess, I mean, like every institution in the state, there are big budget issues in the state, and we're just trying to really focus on accessibility and keeping education affordable for people. So we really want to emphasize that there are a lot of different financial aid resources and scholarships, and we really encourage people to come talk to us and not assume that it's out of reach. We really work with people. We have a financial literacy specialist, and she's amazing. She will work with people on really reducing the cost as much as possible in financial planning and avoiding taking out loans. So yeah, we really encourage people to just come and kind of explore their options with us. We have a lot of programs offered locally out of our campus, but we really are also a gateway to any program in the University of Alaska system. And so as well as our programs, we can help people access, you know, any online degree, including bachelor degrees, master's degrees, all the way up through PhD coursework.
So could a person in SICA enroll in a course that plays out in Fairbanks at the UAF campus, for instance?
Definitely. Yeah, we do a lot of connecting people with programs that are not hosted by our campus, but we really try to be a resource for anyone working on higher education.
Hmm. What do you think is the future of higher education in Alaska as it's playing out?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a big question. I think we're really trying to accommodate the working student and the person who has a family and the person who maybe works a full-time job. So a lot of our courses are offered in delivery methods that give as much flexibility as possible. So either a scheduled online meeting time in the evening when a working person could attend. We also have online classes that have no scheduled meeting times, but they still have really available instructors, and we've got tutoring. So there's a lot of support while there's also a lot of flexibility. So someone who works an odd job or has children or other obligations could still do some coursework on a schedule that works for them.
Well, certainly the folks listening know that this is here and available. And I am so glad you were able to come in and talk about it. So what are the dates again for the SICA Campus Orientation Day?
Yeah, Friday, August 24th and Saturday, August 25th, 1 to 5 p.m. We're just inviting anyone in the community to come in, get a campus tour, register for a class, or find out more. And even if they have some credits from another institution and they want to know, what's my progress? Like, if I wanted an associate degree, what do I have and what do I need? We're happy to talk to people about that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Leslie, how did you get involved with higher education, Amelia?
Gosh, I came to it from teaching secondary ed, and then I just wanted to help. I really like the variety, so I still get to work with dual credit high school students, and we are enrolling high school students now in dual enrollment classes, but I also get to work with adults who are coming back and working on their first degree or working on graduate degrees. So it's a lot of variety. I really like it, helping people meet their academic and career goals.
Amelia Budd is an academic advisor at the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus, and you can find more information on their website as well. We'll link it on ours. Thanks so much for tuning into the morning interview, and thanks, Amelia, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.